And we've been putting the spotlight on what's going to be happening end of July, although the mission happens on a daily basis, spotlighting the Wish a Mile Bicycle Tour. Guests in studio to talk about Make-A-Wish and their journeys. Today, President and CEO Karen Davis with us, along with Clary Walker. We'll call you a Wish kid, but certainly more in your life to do in addition to what you have been doing. So, Clary Walker, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning.
You're getting your degree in communications?
Yes.
So this should be a no-brainer to communicate with us.
No problem.
Good. Good answer. Karen Davis, Make-A-Wish, Michigan's president, CEO. Good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning, Shelley.
Yes, we want to put the spotlight on the ride, the 31st annual Wish a Mile Bicycle Tour. That is that last weekend of July. But let's have you, Karen, give us the overall picture of our Make-A-Wish Michigan.
Make-A-Wish Michigan started in 1984 when we granted our first wish, and since that time we have granted more than 9,500 wishes throughout the state. So as you noted, our mission takes place every single day of the year. This year we expect to grant more than 450 wishes, and we have new referrals of children coming into our program each and every day as well. So our mission activities and events are very important, and the support is critical to our mission.
Are you changing lives?
Absolutely. Every day, our Wish kids and families are the most tremendous and strong people you could ever want to meet. And we really, through Make-A-Wish and through the community, come in with the gift of a wish into their lives during their darkest time as they're fighting their critical illnesses.
Let me just get this question out of the way. Does everybody go to Disney World?
Not everyone goes to Disney World, but it is our most popular wish. About 48% of our kids do wish for Disney, but we have extraordinary wishes, and most of them fall into four types of wishes. I wish to be, I wish to have, I wish to go, and I wish to meet. And we see a little bit of everything through our kids' wonderful imaginations.
Great. And in general, tell me about your kids. Not everyone has a dark ending. Or a dark story.
We are, just so fortunate to be in the lives and sharing in the journey of our kids. And we have many, many wonderful survivor stories to celebrate. Actually, two of our current staff are Wish kids from the past who now work every day to make wishes come true for others. And we are also part of some children's legacies who are no longer with us, but we find that their families are amongst our strongest supporters because they want that same experience to happen for other kids.
Thank you for that. Time to communicate, Clary Walker. Tell me about you and your Wish kid experience.
Okay, so my wish was actually granted in spring of 2015, and I wished to meet my favorite soccer player in Spain. Whoa. Yeah, it was pretty incredible that whole trip. But, you know, going back through the whole process of, I was actually diagnosed in 2013 with stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Mm-hmm. So I was filled from my neck all the way down to my waist with cancer. And, you know, at 16 years old, those are tough words to hear that you have cancer. I mean, you don't really think you're ever going to hear those words in your life. And so, you know, going through all of that in the month, trying to, you know, understand and even come to the acceptance that you do have cancer is pretty hard. And that's when I got introduced to Make-A-Wish. And I remember them coming in the room with the question, you know, that kind of restored the childhood that had been robbed by the cancer was, if you could wish for anything, what would it be? And that phrase alone was enough to, you know, I would say even carried me through the treatment. Whether or not I ever got my wish in the end, that question to, if you could do anything, what could it be? And I mean, truly, I think for all of us, when you sit back and ask that question for yourself, I mean, where we live now and the blessings we've been given, we can accomplish that. We can do whatever we dream to do. And I remember just spending hours, whether it was chemo or spinal taps, thinking, oh, I could go to Disney World, or I could meet this sports person, or meet this actor, or go here. And just that dreaming throughout all of that really allowed this escape from the hospital room, this bigger picture and this hope that, you know, I will get over this and I will get to see the end of my wish. And so when it came time for my wish, thankfully I was very fortunate to be in remission. So I didn't have to schedule around treatment or anything. And, you know, what Make-A-Wish did for my family going to Spain with, you know, they paved the way for my parents and my siblings to go. That really provided this sacred week where we got to just kind of breathe and reflect on what we had just gone through. And, you know, but fill this place with a memory of Make-A-Wish and the trip and being in Spain together and the laughter. And I mean, the little events, I remember we took a Segway tour and my little brother just could not quite figure those things out and kept running into the back of my sister. And those little things are, you know, what are tied to the wish, but the wish is tied to the treatment. So now when, you know, we're sitting around and we're thinking like, wow, I mean, now I'm 4.5 years in remission, which praise God for that. But when we sit back and think, wow, you had cancer, the next thought is instantly about the wish. And we think, oh, remember in Spain when we went and saw this, or we ate there, or we did this. And so the wish really almost, it almost fills the spot of the cancer. It brings back that humanity that was robbed from us children. And it's not just something that had happened and we've moved on. I mean, to me, I still carry it. It's been 3 years since I've had my wish granted. And, you know, I'll get any opportunity to talk about it. But, I mean, you don't have to just talk to me. There's plenty of wish kids who you can ask us what the wish has done. And one of my buddies who I met through Make-A-Wish, I mean, his wish is now carried into sports broadcasting. I mean, that was his wish to have that opportunity. And it's continued to see that. And you can look at many other examples of these wish kids who their wish is a reflection of who they are. And it's just a beautiful thing because I enjoy all the different wishes, hearing about them, because you look at the kid and you're like, that wish makes sense. I just never would have thought of it. And so, you know, what WHAM does, those riders, I mean, they ride 300 miles and their booties are sore. I mean, they're willing to do that for all of us kids. And so it's just really incredible because, you know, without them, I wouldn't have had the wish. And without the incredible volunteers who give their time and their gifts, I mean, I wouldn't be able to sit here in front of you and tell you the hope that's come from it.
Thank you for that. Because, Karen Davis, I think most of the opportunities to have wishes granted, there is no charge to Clary and his family here?
That's true. It is a gift from the community, and we want it to be a carefree time for the family. So Make-A-Wish does pay all expenses, whether it is a trip wish, a shopping adventure, or whatever the particular wish might be.
Did you get to meet that soccer player?
I did. In 2015, I did. It was an incredible experience. Believe it or not, Make-A-Wish, through all the wishes, they go above and beyond. So I just missed to meet that player, and, you know, I got to meet the whole team instead, including that player. And so it just kind of blew my mind that, you know, I wished for something, and they went above and beyond.
Yeah. What? Why are you choosing communications for your degree?
I just enjoy talking, honestly, and, you know, something with Make-A-Wish or anything, when I find something that I'm passionate about and I believe in. I mean, I think some of us are all blessed with different talents, and I think a voice is something that I do carry. And so if I can do that to, you know, speak light into the world and promote things that are good, absolutely.
Awesome. Again, talking Make-A-Wish and segueing into this 31st annual Wish a Mile Bicycle Tour. Wish Kid, young adult Clary Walker with us, along with Karen Davis, Make-A-Wish Michigan's president, CEO. So back to the cycle ride, Karen, if you would give us details.
Our Wish a Mile Bicycle Tour, we call it WHAM, and it is in its 31st year. We have a few signature events, but WHAM is our flagship event for our chapter, and it has a couple components. There's 3 days, 300 miles. It's a beautiful tour of the state of Michigan, and then we have a one-day 50-mile ride as well, and both share the same finish line, and it's just... A few years back, one of our wonderful friends and riders summed it up saying it was like spending a weekend with 1,000 of your best friends. So the WHAM community are extraordinary supporters. We have a range of participants from very avid cyclists to pretty novice cyclists as well. And last year, our youngest rider was 13. Our oldest rider was 80. And we have about 1,000 participants out on the tour cycling, raising funds. It is a fully catered tour and just an extraordinary experience and community making wishes possible for kids.
So your cyclists won't go hungry.
They will not. We take great care of our cyclists, and it's a fully catered tour. We also have the Red Cross, the state police out with us, and our goal is that from start to finish, our riders have an unparalleled experience.
You look for perhaps your riders to raise their own funds to make this happen?
Yes, each rider has a small registration fee, and then funds that they raise for the 3-day 300-mile tour, it's a $1,200 participant fee. And for the one-day 50-mile, it's a $500 fee. And those funds are critical to us in our ability to fulfill wishes every day. We don't receive any state or federal funding, so it truly is donations from the community, individuals, corporate friends, family foundations, making experiences like Clary's possible.
And Clary, blue's the color to wear, right?
Absolutely.
Get yourself your blue jersey and get out there and train.
Only if you join me.
Okay. All right, Clary, what are your final words?
Just thank you to all you guys listening out there, and, you know, however you see to, you know, continue to, you know, spread the word with Make-A-Wish or volunteer your time or your gifts or even whatever services you have. Just, you know, thank you for taking this time out of your day to hear what Karen and I both had to, you know, share about changing lives.
Karen Davis, your final words, and one more time, best way to find out more information?
We just appreciate the wonderful community support we have in West Michigan. And for more information on our Wish a Mile tour, people can go to wishamile.org or call our office at 800-622-9474 and find out how they can be a part of making wishes happen.
Awesome. Take care, all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Weekly series, putting the spotlight on the Wish a Mile bicycle tour. Talk soon.